125 here on the great WRKO. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Cooner Country, I want all of you to listen to this. We now have that poor elderly woman. She's a hero. She's a patriot who held that American flag and was yanked and dragged on the ground by these Antifa thugs. She does not want her name to get out there because she's fearing death threats and for her own personal safety. So let me just call her the woman with the American flag. Do we have her on?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hi. How are you? First, let me ask you, how are you? How do you feel today?
Battered and bruised, and I don't know. I'm still in bed because I ache so bad. I've had 2 brain aneurysms, and I'm kind of watching those and the other little, medical things besides. But it was the vile. My husband is a veteran, and we have a flag that's the size of, say, a little coffin. It's a very large American flag. And I've always wanted to go to a demonstration. I don't know what they're even about. So we went into Boston and took the train in. And all we did, we stood on the Capitol in the steps, and some girl pushed me. So the police officer said, move down to the playground. So we did there. We're just kind of by the trees. We weren't near other people. And every time we held the flag up, people would surround us in groups. And they would swear at us and kick us and throw things and yell at us. And one guy, he sucker punched me, and he's grabbing my flag because I had it at that time around my neck holding it. And I wasn't about to let it go. So while he was pulling me, he pulled me with the flag. And then my husband and another Marine veteran, they got the flag back. And then I went after looking for the kid. I do know that I saw him again, but his head was all covered up underneath the black. And then at the end of the day, we were just standing near a wall. And another serviceman veteran who was giving water and helping people, medic, he came up and stayed. And some girl, she spit in my face.
She spit in your face?
Told me we don't belong there. And that the flag stands for slavery and that we're white supremacists. And I'm standing there because I stand up for Americans, veterans. I stand up for United States of America. And I will go back out there again. And I will stand with my flag again. And another kid tried to take it away from me. My husband and I were holding it, and we were going to fold it up. And he tried to grab it, and I went and slapped his hand. And I said, you don't touch my flag. And I'm not a veteran. My husband is. He's 66. And all we did was just stand there with our flag. That's all we did. We didn't say anything. We didn't antagonize people. We didn't swear at people.
What?
We were accosted constantly.
So were you initially, so this Antifa protester, the one in the black mask, the one that,
yes.
he punched you? What did he do? He hit you?
He didn't even have a mask, because if you watch the TV show that carried it, and there's another man, a lot of people have that on video for some reason, and I don't know why, but it was on Fox 25, and it shows he actually has a leather coat on first with patches on it, and he has blonde hair, and it was curly, and then they changed, and then he went totally all black with the hat on and the hat, and that's who the group was initially, was the Antifa group. And then he changed, and they marched again. And I could see him, but I couldn't get to him.
And what did they do? Did they hit you? Did they push you? What did they do?
Me.
He punched you?
He actually said they punched me. Yeah, because I have a feeling that's why my shoulder is so sore. I was punched. I have black and blues on my arms, my legs, my ankle is swollen.
Now, when you fell,
I had a headache for 3 days. I've been in bed. I wasn't going to give up my flag.
Well, I was going to ask you, when you were on the floor after they punched you and hit you and threw you on the ground,
right.
When you were lying on the ground and they were dragging you as you were holding on to your flag,
correct.
Why didn't you just let go of the flag? Why did you hold on to the flag?
Because that's my flag. It's my flag. And I've had numerous operations on my hands, so they're not that strong. So I couldn't hold on that much longer. And then my husband and another gentleman that was standing with us, he was a Marine, an old veteran Marine. He and my husband ran and got the flag back. And then the kid ran off in his group. And I went chasing after him with my pocketbook. And I couldn't find him. And that's when I just kind of like dropped.
Let me ask you, I have to ask you, did you complain to the police after you were assaulted?
I mentioned it to the Quincy police, and they said that you'd have to go to Boston to do it. And I've only been on the train to Boston twice in my life, so I'm not familiar with it.
I'm just curious. Okay, you were assaulted. There you are at Boston Common. People are trying to help you. What did you do then? Did you just go home? Did you go to the hospital? What did you do?
A nice gentleman... I was a lot of actually nice gentlemen. He said he was a fireman. He had a fireman jersey with fireman on it. He walked us to the T station and made sure we got bags of ice, and we packed my back with ice. He brought us right to the T station, downstairs, and got us on the train because it kind of looked like we're out of place. And we both had shirts that says the United States of America, and it's red, white, and blue. And I guess because we voted for Trump, and I remember Trump one day saying that maybe once his supporters or his voters will get outside and help support the freedoms. And I just said, you know what? We've got this big, beautiful flag. Let's go display it. So we did.
Let me, I want to ask you one final question. Are you going to press charges? Because honestly, I think you should. You were assaulted,
yes.
And I think you should definitely go to the police and press charges.
I was going to try to go today. I still don't feel right. I have another aneurysm that's still there, and I don't feel good.
Did you go to the doctor?
No, I didn't go.
Oh,
I didn't
please
go to the hospital yet.
Please go to the doctor, please.
I will, but,
you need to go.
You can't imagine the hate from the kids. They're kids. And when this little girl spit in my face, I just wanted to really hit her. And I'm thinking, what type of children or people are these that have such anger and they It's awful. That's what's bothering me the most, that this country hates each other so much. Nobody was talking. We were called white supremacists, Nazi lovers. One guy told us that the American flag stood for slavery.
I wish I could use your name. But
you can use my name. I don't care.
Can I call you Sue? Is it okay?
You can call me Sue.
Okay,
I'm not
Sue.
Afraid.
Sue, you're... I got tears in my eyes. You're a patriot. I want you to know this. You're a patriot. You're a great American. You're a hero. I want you to know you're a hero to me. You're a hero to Brittany, my executive producer, to Cooner Country. The texts are just pouring in. I wish I could read to you the texts. You have captured, honestly, the love of middle America, and we stand with you. And, Sue, you did the right thing.
I don't feel it.
You should. You're a great hero. And you were brave and courageous. I really want you to know that. And I wish there were more Americans like you.
I do, too. I do, too.
Sue, do you need any help?
Veteran.
Sue, do you need any... Sue, do you need any help in getting to the hospital?
No.
Are you sure?
No, yeah, I'm sure. I believe in America. I believe in our veterans. I believe. This is where we had... where I lived. And I'll say it, it was a soda. We had one of the first regiment of blacks in our country was in our area. we and try to tell kids that we grew up with blacks. To them, they were kids to us. We don't see colors. But the hate is beyond. It's beyond. And I will be there again, and I'll make my flag a little smaller next time.
Sue, I'll tell you what. I want to do something for you. I got to go. I really got a serious break right now. I want to do something for you where Cooner Country can come and just pay tribute to you. So I'll tell you what. Can you just hang on the air for 1 second? Just hang on the phone. We're going to go to a break, and I want to do something for you, Sue. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. My friends, Sue was the woman holding the American flag who was assaulted by Antifa, who refused to let go of the American flag. The media will not speak to her. The media will not interview her. The media will not acknowledge her. I do. She's an American hero. And it's about time the world knew it. W.